White, J.E. White, Emma. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, June 1903. Dear children Edson and Emma, we have just returned from Healdsburg. We drove over to attend the closing exercises of the school. I spoke in the church on Sabbath morning. The house was well filled. The Lord gave me strength to speak most earnestly. We were well pleased by what we saw of the school. It has made rapid advancement, and teachers and students are reaching higher and still higher in spiritual lines. There have been some remarkable conversions in the school during the past term. Lost sheep have been found and brought back to the fold. Our schools are to be conducted with the greatest care. The students are to be taught to know God and Jesus Christ, for this is life eternal. They are to be taught to regard the Word of God as the foundation of all true knowledge. Search the Scriptures, Christ said, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. John 5, verse 39. June 3. Dear children, I have begun several letters to you, but before I could finish them, something has always come to call me away. The Australian mail demanded my special attention. It went on Wednesday, and after it had been sent off, Maggie and I were both wearied out. But the boat goes only once in 3 weeks, and we knew that the workers in Australia would be disappointed if they did not hear something from us. Every day brings its burden, and we try to do the work that needs to be done. I am so grateful to my Heavenly Father for His sustaining grace. I have my pen in hand nearly all the time. The terrible disasters that have recently taken place in different parts of America speak in solemn warning, saying, "Be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." Matthew 24, verse 44. Time is golden. The hours of probation are fast passing. We cannot afford to be found sleeping on guard. In the heart of the truly converted man or woman, love for God takes the place of love for the world. The pleasure derived from the contemplation of heavenly things reaches high above all earthly attractions. The things that concern our eternal welfare are now to absorb our attention. We cannot tell how long our lives may be spared. Let us therefore keep the heart with all diligence. We cannot afford to give heavenly things the second place. Christ says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things will be added unto you." Matthew 6, verse 33. Our reasoning powers are to be concentrated on the themes that have to do with everlasting life. I have not felt much like writing since the conference. The work that I did there and the burdens that I bore were too much for me. I am obliged to stop writing to relieve my brain. Then, too, my heart is made very sad by the thought that there are those who will misconstrue my words and endeavor to use them to misrepresent me. June 8th. I have once more been broken off the letter I am trying to write to you. A week ago last Friday, Professor Prescott called to see us on his way from the Northwestern camp meetings. We were glad to meet him, but we had little time to talk with him, as he was anxious to do some writing while here. He spoke on Sabbath morning at the sanitarium, and the people were much interested in what he said. The next day, an open-air meeting was held at Calistoga, and the appointment had been given out that I would speak in the afternoon. The day was very hot, but I kept my appointment. I offered the opening prayer, and then spoke to the people from the third chapter of 1 John. I spoke for an hour. Then Sarah and I drove home. I did not suffer much from the heat, though I perspired freely. The rest of our party, 2 carriage loads, remained behind to sing and talk with those who had come to the meeting. I feel much more like speaking to a company who has not a knowledge of the truth than to those who have had great light. The people seemed to enjoy the meeting very much, and appointments were given out that meetings would be held in the same place the following Sabbath and Sunday. There are some earnest Christian people in the church in Calistoga, and they greatly desire that their neighbors shall become interested in the truth. During the hot weather, it is almost impossible to get an audience in a small church, but open-air meetings seem to be a success. I wish that I could visit you, but I cannot venture to take so long a journey on the train. I had a great desire to attend the camp meeting in Portland, Maine. It was in this city that I had my very first experience. I should so like to bear my testimony on the old ground, where I received the first light in regard to the Lord's appearing from the lips of Father Miller, Elder Himes, and many others of the messengers of the Lord who now sleep in Jesus.
But Portland is a long way off, and I must be where my workers are. I've almost decided that I can best serve the Master by staying where I am and keeping my mind clear. I have decided not to exhaust my strength in trying to adjust misunderstandings. It is time lost. I must reach out for those who have not heard the truth, whose hearts have not been made unimpressible by a continued rejection of light. For some months, a company of workers from the sanitarium have been holding a song service every other Sabbath at the veterans' home at Yountville, about 9 miles from here. In this home, there are 800 old soldiers who are cared for by the state. The soldiers greatly enjoy the song service. At first, only a few of them attended. Now there are from 75 to 150 present at every meeting. Sometimes a 30-minute talk on some Bible subject is given. At the meeting held about a month ago, the soldiers were asked if any of them would like to have a short Bible reading after the song service. About a dozen said that they would. But when the time came for the reading to be held, there were over 50 present. I'm sure that good is being accomplished by these meetings. The workers take reading matter with them, and when the soldiers are asked whether they would like it, their faces light up, and their hands are eagerly stretched out to receive it. I have not yet attended any of these meetings. It was feared that the tobacco smoke in the room where the soldiers assemble would hurt me. I shall go, however, if arrangements can be made to hold a meeting out of doors. On every side there are open doors for missionary workers. In Pope Valley, about 15 miles from here, there is a camp of woodchoppers. I think that soon we shall hold some meetings there. We are not at liberty to hover over the churches. We must carry the message to regions beyond, where the truth has not been proclaimed. The seeds of truth are to be sown beside all waters. God expects those who claim to be his children to bring others to him.